The meeting is called to order. Capistrano Unified School District Board of Trustees, December 19th, 2009. Mr. Winston, can you lead us in the pledge, please?
Ready, begin.
Consideration and adoption of the agenda. Do we have a motion to approve?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries 7-0. Roll call, please, Ms. Pose.
Ellen Adonisio.
Here.
Trustee Brick.
Here.
Trustee Bryson.
Here.
Trustee Christensen. Trustee Maddox Lopez.
Here.
Trustee Palazzo.
Here.
Trustee Winston.
Here.
Student advisor Sean Assam Alakani.
Here.
At this time, I report out on closed session, and that is item 46A1. The board voted 7-0 to... Thank you. The board voted 7-0 to accept staff recommendation on that item. Item number 46, C1 through C4. The board voted 7-0 to agree with staff recommendation. Item 46, C5 through C12. The board agreed 7-0 to adopt staff recommendations. And item 46F, public employee appointment / employment. The board voted 7-0 to accept and offer position to Ms. Amy Bryant, Director, Curriculum and Instructional Support, and congratulations to Ms. Bryant. That ends our closed session comments. We move on now, Dr. Mahler.
Good evening, trustees.
I do have one blue card for this item. We have Mr. Chris Corpy to speak on item number one. Is Mr. Corpy available?
This was on the organization of trustee officers.
Item number one, reorganization of the board.
Good evening. My name is Chris Corpy. I'm a resident of Dana Point. I'm with Children's First, Capistrano Unified ChildrensFirst.org. I wanted to speak to the trustees this evening before you nominate and vote for your new president and other officers. Trustee Adonisio, I appreciate your fairness over the past year in allowing people to speak at board meetings. However, before your group was elected, speakers were not limited to 1 minute during open communications, and in fact, the recall group and the folks that financed your elections were able to speak for 3 minutes on several issues and as often as they wanted. It seems the board policies changed once you all got elected. By email, which has been distributed around the room, you can see that the recall supporters have now stooped to recruiting people from out of town with false information to fill the seats. And I see that the Beals and Furnesses are here. Speaking of those who financed your elections, it'll be a good Christmas for some families. This past week, you received numerous emails and thousands of postcards pleading with you to place this waiver issue on tonight's agenda. You ignored all these communications. Trustee Adonisio, I sent you a personal email and never received a response. The student trustee requested the issue of the waiver to be placed on this agenda, and against board policy, you incorrectly denied this request in Mr. Alakani's rights as a full member of this board. Furthermore, you informed Julie Hatchell that you made this decision not to place the waiver on tonight's agenda because you would poll the trustees to determine if any of them planned to change their mind. Superintendent Mahler, you also conducted an informal poll in October before denying a similar request. As Attorney Carter Mudge informed you by fax and letter dated December 12th, straw polls are not countenanced by Robert's Rules of Order and violate the state's open meeting laws. Trustee Adonisio and Superintendent Mahler, you broke your own board policy and violated the state's open meeting laws. The Brown Act, all to deny your student trustee and your constituents their rights.
Sir.
So who will this board elect tonight to lead the group for the next year? Will it be Trustee Winston, who indicated on video and tape that he doesn't care about his constituents? Will it be Trustee Bryson, who misleads the public by feeding false information to the register and willingly approves of spending hundreds of millions, hundreds of thousands of dollars on her friends, family, associates, and political supporters? Will it be Trustee Maddox, who says it's silly to call sending thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars and out-of-court settlements to his campaign donors as a conflict of interest? Perhaps the most relevant question is, who did the Ed Alliance and Tony and Jennifer instruct you to elect as your new president? The only person up here... The only person here that is qualified to be president of this board is the only person who doesn't have a hidden agenda and the only person who is a product of a superior education from CUST and a student trustee, Sam Alakani.
At this point, I remind you, this is a public meeting. We ask that there not be this type of disruption. I know people are excited about the issue. We ask that you remain quiet so that we can move on with the meeting. Thank you.
Trustees, nominations are now open for the position of president of the Board of Trustees of Capistrano Unified School District.
Dr. Mahler, I'd like to nominate Anna Bryson.
Do I hear a second?
Yes.
Mr. Brick? You second it, Mr. Brick? Okay. Nomination of Mrs. Anna Bryson has been moved and seconded. May I have a vote?
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
The motion carries. Once again, we advise the public to remain quiet. Thank you. Trustee Bryson, congratulations. Yeah. Moved and seconded, unanimous 7-0. First of all, before we proceed with the rest of the nomination and selection process, I have a few comments I would like to make. I would like to thank, I would appreciate it if you would be respectful of the hours that the board members place before the public. I would like to thank someone who has worked for the past year and a half on behalf of CUSD. It was difficult circumstances, and the whole board would like to personally thank Ms. Ellen Adonizio for her wonderful work for this board. Thank you, Ellen. And very briefly, on my own behalf, to make the statement, this moment in time and place will be remembered as the moment when we began to move forward, Capistrano Unified School District. You may disagree with some of the decisions that we make, but we spend little time sleeping and lots of time considering all of you, Everyone who is here is a constituent, whether you belong to a union or you do not, whether you teach or you do not. You all have the right to your feelings, your opinion, and we honor that. And we thank you for caring enough about this district to participate with us. We are aware of your concerns and considerations. And I personally, with every hope that I had when I was the B in the ABC, fully intend to continue to work with my fellow trustees, with whom I have great esteem, because I hear the hours and the consideration that they put in. They do not take these positions lightly, nor do I. And in that capacity, we will do everything we can to keep Capistrano Unified School District, what it has been awarded in the past year, number one large district academically in the entire state. Okay? We also intend to keep the doors open. And what is coming will be more difficult than even what we have passed through. And I wish I could tell you something different. It's with heavy heart I just tell you, we will endure, we will succeed all together, we will make it work, because, as many people have said, after all, ladies and gentlemen, it is for the children. Thank you. We are going to open the nomination and selection of Vice President. Do I hear any nominations?
Yes, I'd like to...
Trustee Winston.
Thank you. I'd like to nominate Trustee Maddox.
Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Brick has seconded, and Trustee Winston has nominated. Are there any other nominations for Vice President? Hearing none, the nominations are closed. May we have a vote, please, a roll call.
Do you want a roll call?
Please.
Okay. Student Advisor Sean Sam Alakani.
Nay.
Trustee Brick. Trustee Bryson?
Aye.
Trustee Palazzo?
Aye.
Trustee Christensen?
Aye.
Trustee Lopez Maddox?
Aye.
Trustee Winston?
Aye.
Trustee Adonisio?
Aye. Congratulations, Trustee Maddox Lopez. Lopez Maddox, I'm sorry. And now we're going to open the nomination selection for clerk. Do we have a nomination?
I'd like to nominate Mr. Brick.
Trustee Winston has nominated Mr. Brick. Do we have a Trustee Brick? Do we have a second on that?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Trustee Christensen. We have a motion and a second for Trustee Brick as the clerk. Would you please call the roll?
Student Advisor Sam Alakani.
Aye.
Trustee Brick.
Aye.
President Anna Bryson.
Aye.
Trustee Palazzo.
Aye.
Trustee Christensen.
Aye.
Trustee Lopez Maddox.
Aye.
Trustee Winston.
Aye.
Trustee Adonisio.
Aye.
And apparently we have also elected a clerk. Congratulations, Trustee Brick, and welcome. Thank you. And now we're going to have the great pleasure of introducing our holiday music. You see before you some beautiful and talented young people. They represent San Juan Hills High School, Madrigals, and they are directed by Andrea Noon, and we are privileged to have their performance.
Thank you.
was just marvelous, and I thank you all. What a beautiful, beautiful group of young people. What lovely voices they have. And now I'm going to call upon Julie Hatchell to present special recognitions and the ASB report. Julie?
Thank you. And President Bryson, will you please come forward and help me present some awards to our students tonight? Trustees, this evening we have the wonderful opportunity to recognize two Tesoro High School students for going the extra mile to develop a useful tool that school sites can use to address some of our major district objectives in the area of health and safety, including bullying and drug and tobacco education. Andrew Lee and Danny Connor, can you please come forward? Using their creativity and savvy technological skills, Andrew and Connor put together DVDs to teach elementary students to identify issues relative to bullying. They recognize that even some of our students' favorite stars, including Taylor Swift and Miley Cyrus, have experienced the harshness of bullying. Through the use of playground scenarios, Danny and Andrew define instances of bullying and also teach students how to stand up to it and avoid it altogether. Similarly, a two-disc volume DVD set was also created to use in conjunction with Red Ribbon Week to educate students about the dangers of drug use. Copies of each of these DVDs were given to our elementary principals for use at their schools, and we've had several comment on how well they've been received by the students. Andrew and Danny, thank you so much for caring about the CUSD community and for using your talents and your skills to educate students and make our schools safer places to be. Thank you very much. Sam Alakani, our student advisor to the board, will introduce our ASB speaker for the evening.
For this month's ASB report, we have Connor Jackson, a senior and president of Tesoro High School. He's a member of both varsity track and field and cross country, and just yesterday got accepted into Georgetown University. So put your hands together for Connor Jackson.
President Bryson, members of the board, SOM, Superintendent Mahler, good evening. My name is Connor Jackson, and yes, I'm the ASB president of Tesoro High School. There are very few who view Tesoro as just a school. That is because of the simple fact that Tesoro is not just a school. Tesoro is a community. It's a community where the caliber of our students, faculty, and sports teams are dwarfed by only one thing, and that is our continual drive toward excellence. Since its inception in 2001, Tesoro has seen a lot of changes, especially in these last 4 years. However, there's been one thing that has remained constant. Tesoro is a school of growth with a focus on wisdom, strength, and honor. I've witnessed firsthand a spectacular phenomenon. As a relatively new school, we've made tremendous progress in advancing our academics, extracurriculars, and sports. And from this, a community has emerged. On once vacant car bumpers lay large T stickers. Joggers running down Oso proudly sport their Titan spirit wear. And the support we receive, in turn, drives the success of Tesoro. And how do we measure this success? Let's take a look at just what goes on at our school. On December 3rd, we proudly announced to have been only one of two high schools in the district to have made the California Business for Education Excellence Honor Roll, awarded to schools consistently raising academic achievement and making significant progress toward closing achievement gaps for all students. This year, we raised our API scores 18 points. Tesoro is a school of growth. I mentioned community. Titans were blessed with the opportunity to have an on-site school resource officer, Deputy Lance Christensen. Deputy Christensen is a vital part of our school. While highly respected, students also embrace him. Maintaining an open-door policy, he's a resource parents and students alike can go to in times of need. Deputy Christensen works long hours. He's a common but very reassuring sight during the normal school day, and also during sporting events, school dances, his ROP class, and at PTSA presentations. Recently, Deputy Christensen was awarded the honor of California's School Resource Officer of the Year. We cannot think of a more deserving candidate candidate and thank Deputy Christensen for all he has done to make Tesoro a school that demands the respect and admiration of the community. While he is certainly a watchdog, I can personally attest as a student to the great security he brings to our campus. Now, the Tesoro community stands in support of more than just a football or a basketball team. I'm also personally pleased to announce that on Saturday, our mock trial team won county finals, placing first out of 40 teams. They'll be traveling to San Jose in March to compete in the state finals. The students strive for excellence, but they're not alone. Titan teachers also continually surpass teaching expectations and are recognized statewide. The Tesoro community will continue to grow through the memories you inspire in us, the students. And to our principal, Dr. Birch, who better displays wisdom, strength, and honor. We thank you every day for starting such an expansive community. Mrs. Edner, our activities director, along with the rest of the Titan administration, we cannot thank you for all you have done to make the Titan community one in which we hold so closely. Thank you for your time.
While we're waiting for the screens to come down, I'm Diane Buckingham, principal of Teharis Creek, and I'm privileged to have Betsy Finn with me today. Mrs. Finn is a 2-3 combination teacher at Teharis Creek, and we're going to talk trash. Okay, we're going to talk recycling, but it is trash, and we've been talking trash at Teharis Creek for about a year and a half. We could have come today and talked to you about how we raise our API score, but you really, I think, need to know about our trash, because we received a grant, and this is one of the reasons we received our grant, was because of our trash. So we are talking trash at Teharis Creek, and I am the flicker. I've never flicked before like this.
Going to cover today. We're going to cover what is why we recycle at Teharis Creek, what is the recycling process at our school, and thirdly, what do we do with the money that we receive from recycling.
So in just 3 minutes, you're going to be able to know the answers to these questions. Are you ready? Why do we recycle at Teharis Creek? Well, first off, it's good for the environment, and we're really trying to blaze a greener trail at Teharis Creek. And also, we can earn money for our school, and that is really been very, very helpful. So we like to be green, but we also like the green money.
What do we recycle? We recycle anything with a CACRV label on it, and we recycle water bottles, a lot of water bottles, and soda cans, and all aluminum cans. Yes, including some alcoholic beverages.
The parents are really good about this. They wrap them up and they label them, and if they're labeled and numbered, then we don't have to open the bags. So it's because we do sort them. And so, but they're really good. They have them all labeled for us.
Teharis Creek's recycling process. The scholars bring the recycling to school each day with them, and they give the count to their teacher. The teacher in her room keeps a running count so that each grade and each classroom will have sort of, we have like a school competition, and at the end of the week, then the teacher emails her count to the secretary, and then each week we know which classroom is doing the best. But even though we have a competition and it's a lot of fun, I really have to say the students are inspired just by wanting to make their community better.
We also recycle newspapers, and we have big bins at our school, and student ambassadors at Teharis Creek, the papers are left in front, but they have to be organized in bags so that they can stack up in the container. So every morning before school, you can find the student ambassadors. They have a schedule, and they come in and they organize the newspapers, and then they set them by the fence to be taken out into the dumpster. It's not a dumpster, it's a container.
A trailer.
Trailer.
And then on Thursdays at 10:30 during recess, the student ambassadors sort the recycling.
Our fourth and fifth grade scholars can be a student ambassador, and there's a mountain of recycling, and we have to sort it because you have to make sure they only accept so many lids on it. They only accept, you have to make sure that it's not commingled. And I go out with them and recycle every Thursday, and it's really fun. The boys in the right-hand lower corner, that's a move called Guns of Steel, because you have to pull it up out of the container. Then it's all laid next to the wall, and we then have to move it out to the storage container. And so it's quite a sight. Now, this is all during the scholars' recess, to see them with the recycling, moving it right across the playground into the storage container. And by having the student ambassadors involved in it, it's not the adults recycling, it's not me recycling, it's not Mrs. Finn. They really take ownership of the recycling program. We have two containers, as I said. One holds newspapers and one holds cans. You can see how large they are. When the newspaper fills, in the bottom right slide, you can see the yellow line. The newspapers have to be stacked to the yellow line. And when it gets filled, then it's emptied. And every time it's emptied, we receive $1,000 for an empty container. When our bottles and cans fill up, and that's container number two, these CR&R, they come by and they pick it up and they take it, and we receive about, one time we received $1,600 for it, so that meant there was a lot of aluminum in it. Each time it varies a little, all depending upon your aluminum. So the kids go out and then they have a good time because they get to throw the recycling into the trailer.
And we, during the competition, we have some different rewards. And one is that Dana Wharf has taken the students out and their parents on a free boat trip. And it's really nice for the families to celebrate the recycling. We've also had the giant slides come, and the children get a free recess, and they get to go down the slide, and they get so many minutes based on what their grade level did on the recycling effort.
And Dana Wharf Spritz Fishing, they've been so kind. They've been giving us a free boat ride, or it's the harbor cruise, and the kids are really fun, and it is fun. But that was a picture just in the fall, November we went. What does recycling pay for? Well, it pays for intervention program. Last year we were able to hire a substitute teacher and we had intervention every day. This year we're just getting ready now to hire an assistant who will work with myself and our RSP teacher to work on intervention for below level readers. We also sponsored a reading program over the summer called Spotlight Online. And for those people that couldn't afford it or didn't want to pay for it, we purchased licensing so that they could read over the summer to keep their reading skills up. We also purchased items just as needed, little whiteboards, different things for the scholars. To date, this year only, we've collected $4,584.84. And our goal is $10,000, and I think we'll supersede that this year. So that's, we love recycling at Terrace Creek. It's fun. It brings our community together. And that's it with recycling.
I would like...
We have your gloves for recycling,
Trustee.
Your water bottle, and a card that has our address on it. If you guys ever want to come up at 10:30 Thursday morning, we're recycling.
Thank you very much. Trustee Bryson?
Yes. I just wanted to say I was there back to school night this year. And I'm glad that Miss Buckingham invited us because she invited me to come on Thursday at 10:30. I haven't come yet, but what she says is true, and she is out there, and it was quite something. Her enthusiasm for the recycling is sincere, and I really appreciate what she's doing and hope that perhaps some of the other schools might follow suit. She got, what was the grant? It was $23,000.
Our recycling program, and with that, we purchased LCD projectors, and the whole purpose is to cut down on paper
yes.
at our school. And so we just are receiving the LCD projectors and the document cameras.
Yes.
Like
yes. So thank you very much, Trustee Palazzo, and thank you to Principal Buckingham and T. Harris Creek for being our very first Points of Pride school presentation. Thank you very much. And now we're going to take a brief 5-minute break in order to reorganize the dais a little bit. Thank you.